Monday night, Maseches Kesubis. Yeah. The question is, just to let's learn this Tosfos. The Gemara made a. We're going to go down to the Gemara that talks about Isha Sheyesh Bo Havoya, V'lafuke Mehaitana D'Tanya, the Tana of our mission that holds that this Knas, even by Noshim Psulos, that you can't be Mekayim V'losiyah the Isha on, but still this Knas. We said there was a Ribui, that was the previous Gemara. We spent time talking about why do you even need a Ribui. Mechitesi, there's a link. So we talked about that. The Maisa is a Ribui. That's what the Tana of our Mishnah holds. The Tana has a list of women that are also to marry and also to do the mitzvah of Losia Leisha, as the Gemara and Daf Mem explains. There's no Asay Dechalo Sasei. But our Tana of Lafuke Mehai Tana, the Tanya, our Tana of our Mishnah comes to be Motzi from the Tana of the Braisa. The Tanya, the following Braisa, where Erev Losia Leisha, Shimonatim Oni Omer, or Timni Omer, Isha Sheyesh Bahavoya, Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasseh Omer, Isha Ruyel Akaima. And they're talking about the Knas. They're not talking about the mitzvahs of Losia Leisha. And that, again, the Moran Daf Bem says, there's no way. So they're talking about the Mashmol Sakra of the Losia Leisha as it impacts the din of giving Knas. So they have a slightly different interpretation. Losia, we really like Shimon HaTimni's interpretation, because we're used to the idea that Tihya, in the context of the Pasuk, is a Lashon of Kiddushin, a Kiddushin Achal, Kiddushin HaTofes. So the Losia Leisha is Isha Sheyesh Bahavoya. The Pasuk's talking about only a woman to whom that Kiddushin is Tofes in her, from the Ma'anes. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Isha Ruya L'Kaima. It's not Tfisus Kiddushin. We're talking about a Miut. So in other words, the Miut is Mamayit, even if Kiddushin is Tifus. There's no mitzvah of Knas, even if the Kiddushin is Tifus in the woman, but if she's not Ruya L'Kaima, she's not Roy to be his wife. That's the simple meaning of Isha Ruya L'Kaima. Rashi's right. V'lafuke mehaitano maslizan diktoni yesh knas l'mamzeres v'lachoso lafuke mehaitano. Mehaitano means the tan of the brisa. There's actually two tanom in the brisa, but mehaitano means the tan of the brisa. She yesh bo avoya she kedushin tovsel no bo. Prat lachoso l'chol chay v'krisus yalfinim b'kedushin shen kedushin tovsel b'hem v'perek shlishi. Mashmalei tia loshen havoyas kiddushin. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh mashmalei tia loshen kiyum. Not roy to be his wife. She has to be roy to be his wife. If she's not roy to be his wife, there's no din of knas. There's no din of onus from a father, we'll call it. Just don't remember, we're talking about knas. Can't marry her anyway. That's now. My benayhu. So we see really, good old Chayve Lavin, because ain't a real Akaima, he can't be married to her, but you know, we pass in Kedushin, so he's from the Chayve Lavin. Mandiyomi Yesh Bahavoya, Hanami Yesh Bahavoya, Rashi, the Kedushin, Toys from the Chayve Lavin, Bahosim Yolaf Law. So Yesh Bahavoya, so you pay Knas, even though you're not going to marry her, she's the Chayve Lavin. Again, our Tana holds that there's a ribui for all those you're not allowed to marry, that there's still knas. Here they say there's no knas, but they argue about how bad you have to be, so to speak. You have to be so bad that kedushin is not taifus. You only have to be so bad, so to speak, that he can't marry her.
What happened to Kusis?
What? Kusis, you're not allowed to marry.
Boy, it's not on the list here.
Kusis is... The Gemara is just saying an example. It would depend if you hold Kusis. Kusis gets you into Geri Arroyos and Geri Yemes. But if you hold Kusis is Kedushin's not Taifis, then again there's no enough Kamina. It would only be enough Kamina if by Kusis Kedushin's Taifis.
Right.
Not if you hold Geri Rashi Shita is that Kusum at the time of the Mishnah Kusum Geri Arroyos.
Enough,
it just
depends who
which
way.
Yeah. So that seems to be a very nice. There is very nice. Gemara. But the problem is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Domer and Kedushin Taisa Machai Vilavin, my Beinai. Kedushin Taisa Machai Vilavin, my Beinai. So Rashi has a whole cheshbin that actually we know that Shimon HaTimni doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. We happen to know that because of the Gemara Yivam and stuff, Memtes. The Shimon HaTimni Omer holds an only chorus, Kedushin not Tophis. But, so Rashi explained the Gemara means according to Shimon HaManasseh. We want to know if he would hold like Rabbi Akiva, what would be the difference between him and Shimon HaTimni.
With that.
What does what mean?
Since we know that he's that the Rav
we know that Shimon
ben not hold like Rabbi Akiva. He's holding Rabbi Akiva.
Right? Shimon ben Manas, if Shimon HaTimni, we know those not.
So we know that
from a Gemara Yivam.
Because he can't exist.
No, so Rashi interprets that the Mai Beinayu means does Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, how is Rav Shimon ben Manasseh different than Shimon HaTimni? Question is focused on Rav Shimon ben Manasseh.
Okay, because I had trouble. I read the Rashi.
The question is focused on Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. What is the difference between you and Shimon HaTimni if you hold like Rabbi Akiva?
Why do we care? Because he can't hold like Rabbi Akiva. We know
Rav Shimon HaTimni could. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh could.
We know, but the Benayu, there's two. The Benayu.
So what do you want? You don't like Rashi's interpretation?
I don't understand.
His interpretation is that even though the Gemara says my Benayu, but the question is directed at Rav Shimon. It's like the Gemara would have said my Benaychem. It's talking only to one of the two because it's not relevant to the other one. Shimon HaTimni, we know, doesn't know that could be Akiva. So we're asking Shimon ben Manasseh, do you hold like Rabbi Akiva? Because if you do, then why do you argue with Shimon HaTimni? You're saying the same thing as he is. Very simple. The question's focused on Shimon ben Manasseh.
It's a relational question. That's what I'm getting. It's one side of the.
It's a question on Shimon ben Manasseh. We're talking to Shimon ben Manasseh. We're saying, hello, Shimon ben Manasseh, we'd like to ask you a question. You are sitting here arguing with Shimon HaTimni, but if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, then why are you arguing with him for?
That's what I understand. If you're holding like Rabbi Akiva, you can't be arguing with Shimon HaTimni.
That's the question of Gemara. My Benayu. Why are you arguing with him if you hold like Rabbi Akiva? He's a Gemara as a terrorist, my good friend. You see, the Gemara comes up with something.
Yeah, it works very hard to come up with something.
I'm not sure why my Benayu you understand, and if Rashi says that the question is not directed to both of them, but the question is directed only to Shimon ben Manasseh, all of a sudden you're bothered by it. I'm trying to figure out like what changed.
It's like Yaakov and I are talking about the Rav's position on something. And so you're asking, well, what's the difference in my way or his way in relationship to what the Rav is saying? But if we know that he cannot hold like what the Rav says,
so we're talking to you.
There's no relationship anymore.
Cool, but now we're asking you. Asking you if you hold a certain way, why are you arguing with him?
Because because in that case, there's no possibility of arguing with him. The reality doesn't exist of arguing with him in that case. I'm dumb.
No, you're not dumb. I'm I'm trying to get what you don't get. When we say my beinayhu, we're asking them, why are you guys arguing?
My nafkamina.
You might be using different words. You know, sometimes the Gemara answers, you're right, there's no difference. Mashmolos ikka beinayhu. They just use different wording.
There's no nafkamina.
Sometimes the Gemara answers that. There's no difference, we just use different wording. No, we're not holding by such a doichek teretz now. So we want to know, you guys are using different wording, but in the final analysis, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference between you both. Now, that question is not relevant according to Shimon HaTimni, Rashi speaks out. Because we happen to know that Shimon HaTimni does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. So we know why Shimon HaTimni argues with Shimon ben Manasya, because Chai V'Lama, right? So our question is directed to Shimon ben Manasya. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, I'm just echoing the Gemara. The Gemara says, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that ain't Kedushin Taisim Chayvi Lavin, Kedushin is not Taisim even in a regular Chayvi Lavin. So then why are Shimon HaTimni and Shimon Manasi arguing? So Rashi just says that the question is directed to one of the two, to Shimon Manasi. Why are you arguing with Shimon HaTimni if you hold like Rabbi Akiva? Now, he could have said, I don't know like Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara keeps pushing the envelope.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
So then what's the difference? Because Chai V'Lavin, Kedusha is not Teifus. Ike B'Nayhu Almona L'Koyin Godel. Why is that a difference? To Rabbi Simoi. Because we have Rabbi Simoi's Braisa. Tanya Rabbi Simoi Yomer, when I call also Rabbi Akiva Mamzerin, puts me on one of the coin Godol, Shere Yomer Toira Lo Yikach Lo Yechal El Chilul and the wise of a nice of Mamzerin. This is a mouthful. And the only, what we'll go into today is that the Toises, we're going to learn Toises, the Riyamas Chil Chilul and the wise of a nice of Mamzerin. If you look at the Gemara carefully, what do you see? If the Gemara links Mamzerus with Itzvisus Kiddushin. Here we are minding our own business. Talking about if Kiddushin are Teifus or not. And we think we have you boxed into a corner. Because why are you arguing with Shimon HaTimni? Kiddushin in any event is not Teifus. Even by Chai V'Lavin, Kiddushin is not Teifus. So say the real Akaima. It's Ein Bo Havoya. Why are you using different Lashonos? What's the difference? Well, it says the difference is that we have a case where it's learned out from a pasuk that it does not produce Mamzerin. So what? So obviously the Gemara is going, and this is the Mashmos of the Gemara all over Shas, that these two things are linked. That the product of their union would be a Mamzer, and Kiddushin is not Teifus. Teifus speaks that out. Because all we're saying is that here there's a pasuk that there's no Mamzerus. As if to say, oh, so that forces us into saying there is Tefisas Kiddushin. So, on one of the Kohen Gadol, we learn out from a pasuk, Kiddushin is Teifus. Even according to Rabbi Akiva. But she's ain't a real Kaima, that's for sure. You don't want to marry her. But let's now go into this subject a little. Of the link between Mamzerus and Itzvisus Kiddusha. Now there are women you're not allowed to marry, but Kiddushin is Teifus. What does that mean conceptually or philosophically? It means she's a Heftza of Ishus Lagaviyu. She's not like out of the ballpark. It's also to marry her, Andiramba. Just like the Gemara's Maskona Mesach Shvuas is that Chazir is a food, it's called Oichlin. Nope, you're not allowed to eat it. Just because you're not allowed to eat it doesn't make it not a food. That's what the Gemara's Maskana in Chulin is. And in Shavuos, we got Behilchus and Dorim. So it's a food. You're not allowed to eat it.
So we have like Tofsin.
So, what?
Like Tofsin by Mamas. You can't take it, but if you takes it, you can't take it away from him. By moments, I'm trying to make it a dimmil a little bit.
No.
Even though comparisons are odious.
Not a good dimmil, no. Because he certainly has to be Megarisha. You're not allowed to live with
him. No, not by Ishus. By pure moments.
But Ishus is not like that. But Ishus, the only redeeming factor, if you can call it that, is that the Kiddushin's typhus. But he has to give her a get. The Kiddushin's typhus because she's not that. She's not out of the ballpark.
If he doesn't give her
not
a get,
that maruchah.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying,
and
if he
lives
give her
with her, he gets a lav every time he's by her.
Okay,
every time he's with
married,
her, he gets an issa.
Nice.
The point is, Kiddushin's typhus b'chayv elavim. Before we come to Rabbi Akiva, we can have a woman that you're not allowed to marry. But Kiddushin's typhus, she's a heftza of ishus. Her disqualification, she's not disqualified from being a wife. You're not allowed to marry her, that's all. She's also, you're not allowed to eat certain foods, you're not allowed to marry this woman. But marriage is shayach. Then you have some women that marry, the whole idea of marriage, you're not like the close relatives, the arayas.
Like nowadays, you have Kohani, let's say they're Amorats, and they marry a Guluva, they don't know. And Amaisa, they're married many years, it's a lot, right? For Kohen to marry a Guluva.
Only a Kohen Gadol can't marry a Guluva. You're talking about a bula from a guy, maybe.
From a guy, okay. So today, we have this situation, right? If you've been married for many years, they have kids. No? The rabbi would know better than that. Must have
yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
What?
That's also
an illustration of the fact.
No, she's also.
What?
That's to be Megarisha.
But the mice was tofsing, so they all those years that he was a dummy or not religious or whatever it was
living
they
sin.
Were married and yeah, I don't know. The kids,
like he ate pork
the kids are Jewish, the kids are Jewish and everything, you know, right? I mean, you know, it's like
kids are Jewish.
They need to get married.
The kids are Jewish even when Kiddush is not tofus, the kids are Jewish.
Yeah. No, not Jewish. I mean not mums or so.
And not mamzerim.
Because
it's only a chayv elavim. It's only a chayv elavim. And now the Gemara is saying that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Isurei Kuhuna are not mamzerim. Rabbi Akiva's moed. Well, we want to shtel zechup on his Tosfos point. The Gemara obviously assumes a link between mamzerus and Tosfos Kiddushin. Because when the Gemara wants to say that Kiddushin is Tosfos, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it pulls out a pasuk that says the kids are not mamzerim. Non sequitur.
The goodness test.
Says what?
The goodness test.
Says Tosfos. Mashma, says Tosfos. Tohoba Hotalia. These two things are linked. If even though I have been mamzer, then it must be that Kiddushin is Tosfos. Pei Mashma Perek Achailitz, Ma Isha Sob Lutatsi Bo Kiddushin Bo Vlad Mamzer Bechulu. Rabbi Akiva Nami. Is really Rabbi Akiva, the whole Rabbi Akiva comes from that extrapolation. Because Rabbi Akiva's pasuk is that Chayv Elavim, the kids of Mamzer. So the whole Rabbi Akiva Shita of Ein Kiddushin Tosfos B'Chayv Elavim is built on this extrapolation that if the kids are Mamzer, there's no Tosfos Kiddushin, and if the kids are not a Mamzer, there is Tosfos Kiddushin. Because the whole Rabbi Akiva Shita starts with a Mamzer. That the kid's not a, that the kid is a mamzer mechayv elavim. That's Rabbi Akiva explains certain psukim. That the kid's a mamzer mechayv elavim. So the mamzer let me think kedushin toisa. Think kedushin toisa mechayv elavim. The rest of Tosfos says that there's an exception. Rabbi Yeshua is the exception. Because if Yeshua holds, you only have mamzerus from Chayv Misas Bezdin. And Tosfos goes through Shas to show that even if Yeshua's moida, there ain't Kiddushin Tosfos in the Chayv Krisis. So if Yeshua holds, they're not linked. They're not, so you see, they're not inextricably linked. Now, what's the Svara? Why should they be linked? So there's Rabbi Chanan, the Yeshua does not have a Kovitz Aris. So, but someone Xeroxed it, so I have it. Simon Lamed Hey in Yevamos. Kovitz Aris is written on Yevamos. Behodim Amzeris Tali Betvisus Kiddushin. How Now, time to put on your thinking caps. Like, how do you envision that? What's the philosophy behind it? Yesh Lefarish. He says, you could think, Rabbi Chanan says, that it's the lack of Kiddushin that's Gerim the Mamzeris. But if you live with a woman that Kiddushin can't be Toithis, I'm not sure what Rabbi Chanan means. It's the lack of Kiddushin which causes Mamzeris. His other tzad is that if there's no Kiddushin, she's an Erva. It's just a simon that she's an Erva. And the blood's mamzer because she's an Erva. In other words, there's a common denominator making her chayvei krisus and making the kid a mamzer. That intense isser is a common denominator between the two. It does two things. It says Kiddushin is not taitus in her. And it says the kid's a mamzer if you live with her. Here's a very Peladic Gemara in Temura. The Gemara in Temura, have you ever heard of Yovid Loi Mahani? The whole sugi in Temura that talks about, it's like a travelogue through Shas in three blot. There's a shaila, if Hashem said don't do something and you're going to have to do it, is it chal? If it needs a chalais. If it needs a chalais, is it chal? You buy something, the Torah says you're not allowed to buy. You sell something, the Torah says you're not allowed to sell. Right? So is it chal? So the Gemara has a kasha, it says, Almona grusha lo yikach. A koi is not allowed to marry a grusha. So using the principle of the Yavad Lai Mahani, you would say that Kiddushin is not toifus. Because the Yavad Lai Mahani, right? Terry said, don't marry her, so it doesn't work if you do. But the Gemara assumes, and the Gemara assumes that the kid would be a mamzer, because the Gemara's teretz is, the kid, we see that the kid's not a mamzer. So therefore, Kiddushin is toifus. Because you see clearly that the Gemara held that if the Kiddushin breakdown is because of the Yovid Loi Mahani, because of that rule, that when the Eibishter says don't do something, it's not chal. Right, so Hashem said don't marry an almono, or a grusha. So why should the kid be a mamzer? So that's what the Bukhanan said. Bishlam alayt the first sad, that the Siba for mamzerus is itfisas kiddushin. That's the Siba for mamzerus. The fact, so here also, there's no Tfisus Kiddushin. Even though the reason there's no Tfisus Kiddushin is... Even though the reason there's no Tfisus Kiddushin is because of the Yavad Loi Mahani, but still, Kiddushin is not Taifa, so that's why the Kiddushin is a Mamza. And the Bukhanan says, it's a Bishlam. But Lefei Sheni Kosher, Yavad Loi Mahani is a general din, they call it Terakula, Yavad Loi Mahani. Why should that produce... What is the second side? That there's a common denominator, the thing that's making mamzerus is making itvisus kiddushin, and vice versa, right? You can't say that if it's the other by mahani. If the thing making itvisus kiddushin is the other by mahani, why in the world should that make mamzerus? Bishlam of the first way. The first way is that the Itvisus Kiddushin somehow causes the Mamzeus, kicks it in. So then, even if the Itvisus Kiddushin is because of the other Loi Mahani.
What's the second side?
The second side is that there's a common denominator. There's something wrong with this woman. She's flawed. She's flawed. F-L-A-W-E-D. She's flawed as a woman. Spiritually flawed. Maybe it's not even her fault, but she's spiritually flawed. And there's a common denominator. Whatever is therefore saying that you're not allowed to marry her, is saying that Kiddushin is not toifus. This is a common denominator. But here you don't have a common denominator. Because here the whole Itvisus Kiddushin is because of the other by Mahani. not making her a woman like unworthy of being married.
Kasha
second side. Kasha. The Yavod Loi Mahani Ena Dimiyuchad VeKiddushin Ela B'chol Atur Kulam and Shaykh Lamam Zerus. The B'chol want to be toilet in yet another Machlaikas. The famous Machlaikas Ebed V'akam Abol Bas Yisrael is the kid of Mamzer. Man Yomad is the kid of Mamzer. What do you mean? No Tvizis Kiddushin in an Ebed. Alright? The other hand, others hold that the kid's not a mamzer. And the Rashba explains, because she's also to everybody, this Eishes Ish. And the Rashba further explains, she's also to everybody, and therefore, her Itfisus Kiddushin is not because of Erva, but because there's some reason, because no one's Kiddushin is Kiddushin. Normally have a relationship that's also in a relationship that's mutter. Here, since she's also to everybody, the akum. There's no Jesus Kiddushin to anybody. So when B'chanan says, the Gemara means, so you see the Jesus Kiddushin is... So you see the Jesus Kiddushin is not Machmas Erva. It's not Machmas Erva. Because it's all encompassing to everyone. Usually Arias is a certain relationship, not another relationship. Here it's all encompassing. So that's why maybe it doesn't go together with Mamzerus. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay, we'll take it from here tomorrow. Sitting in trouble corner.
What should we look at?
If I hold it, look at the Rabbanan. Get hold of the Kovitz. Get hold of the Kovitz Aurus.